As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another Bad Batch TV Talk. All right, now I gave you a heads up last week that, of course, I was in the midst of some crazy traveling, and so this episode was going to be late. And honestly, this episode ends up being way later than I anticipated because, it's not that interesting of an episode to talk about. I mean, let's just be real. Like, this was kind of, I mean, a great throwback, don't get me wrong, to, you know, the Phantom Menace and pod racing, even though this wasn't pod racing, but it was basically pod racing. You know, we get a little bit of a focus on tech, a little bit of backstory on Sid, and that was kind of it. I mean, beyond that, there wasn't a whole lot going on here. This episode felt extremely filler, and while we did kind of get the opportunity to explore some of these characters, specifically Tech and Sid, in ways that perhaps we haven't already, it did have me the entire time while I was watching it just wondering, do I care? Do I really care to get to know Tech? Do I really care to get to know Sid? And for that matter, do I really care to get to know any of the Bad Batch? I mean, Wrecker's funny, which is great. Tech is the smart one, which is fine. Hunter is kind of the leader and thus kind of meant to be our main character. He's certainly the one that's most close with Omega, who I do care about for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is, you know, she's Boba Fett's sister. That's got to mean something. You know what I mean? Like, she's a pure, you know, quote unquote, pure clone in the sense that she doesn't have the rapid aging. She is essentially the same as Boba Fett, just a younger version of him, and also female. So I'm very curious to learn, you know, more about her and see her journey. I'm also curious as the Bad Batch as a whole, you know, in terms of like where they interact with the rest of the universe. Like, they are a vehicle in my mind to explore what's going on in the rest of the universe. But I don't care about them as characters. And I don't think I realized I don't care about them as characters, with the exception of Omega and also to an extent Echo, since he's got the Clone Wars ties. Clone Wars is a series. I realize they're all clones. But I mean, like, we've spent time with Echo, with his division, and like, we know him from the early days of the Clone Wars and what happened to him and his brothers along the way. So, you know, I feel a little bit more invested in Echo as a character, and I care more about Omega as a character, but all the rest really just exist as a unit to explore this universe. Crosshair, I do care about Crosshair because he's got such an interesting story and he's in such a unique position. So, like, you know, Crosshair, I probably feel a little bit more emotionally connected to him, or care a little bit more about his personal journey because of what that represents for kind of all the clones from, you know, that stayed behind with the Empire. At least all the clones from the Clone Wars that stayed behind with the Empire. So yeah, so anyway, all that's to say, the thing that I have found the most interesting about this series is the way in which it explores the Star Wars universe during this transition of power. It is awesome, and it's really exciting to see. My hope is that we're going to see the Bad Batch engaging with the Rebellion as it's starting to find its footing. Now, in Andor, we're seeing in that show, really where the rebellion starts to coalesce. And this, I believe, is pre-Andor by a couple of years. So from that standpoint, we're seeing something different. We're essentially seeing the birth of a resistance that will ultimately become a rebellion, especially with all these kind of rebel cells that are going to be planted and get ready to be planted around the universe. We see that they talk about wanting to do more, and I want to see them do more, and that's going to be fun when that happens. But for this episode, it was really just filler. So unfortunately, I don't really have a lot to talk about here. Always fun to see the underbelly of the Star Wars universe with kind of some of these more nefarious characters. We also get to see some fun-looking aliens, which is always a blast. I half expected Ben Quadranero to pop up as one of these, knockoff pod race, pilots. I thought that would have been interesting. I think we saw a couple of, protocol droids driving these things for some strange reason. I don't know. Not my favorite episode, to suffice to say. But my realization about how I felt about these characters, and really just this episode as a whole, really started kind of getting me questioning, is this a series that we should even follow on TV Talk? I mean, at the same time that I'm watching this, I also am finally, and I know I am super late to the game, finally picking up and binge watching Severance, which is phenomenal. You know what I mean? And one of the things that we really struggled with Flash TV Talk, especially in the latter seasons, when you had this renaissance of television that was happening while you were also kind of like tied to a sub-tier show, it was kind of one of those situations where we wanted to make sure that we never got tied to that again. And so TV Talk is flexible. If Bad Batch presents some episodes that are worth talking about, then perhaps that's when we need to kind of come and do a retrospective of sorts and talk about a batch of episodes and that sort of thing. Or, if it's just kind of ends up being more filler stuff, character explorations, then maybe time and effort goes elsewhere. We do have the Flash that's coming our way very soon here. And so Bell will be returning. Right now, he is struggling with some COVID and trying to fight that off. So y'all be thinking about Bell. But sooner rather than later, he and I will be back together talking some Flash for Flash TV Talk here on the TV Talk podcast. In the interim, maybe we talk about this. Maybe we talk about something else. Let me know what you think or what you want us to cover. Hey, by the way, I am going to be in New Orleans this coming weekend for Chewbacca's, which is a Mardi Gras parade, very geek themed. It's going to be a lot of fun. We will be marching as the crew of Loki. So if you're interested in kind of learning more about that, I don't normally promote this out, but I do have an Instagram that is incognitbo, and that's spelled B-E-A-U, incognitbo. So if you'd like to follow me there, I'm sure I'll be posting some pictures from Chewbacca's, which will be a lot of fun. Let me know your thoughts on what you want us to cover next. TVtalk.fm is the place to find the contact information and more. But until next time, I'll be back in a flash.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.